With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My goodness.
Oh. Did you get a time wrong?
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I was pipping the wrong time. It's actually at 11:35 when we're going to be talking to the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation. Dwight Whitten has just learned how to tell time on May 3rd. Is it May 3rd?
Yeah,
I can't read a calendar.
Maybe
yet.
You can lose the Velcro shoes now.
No.
As long as you're telling time now.
Those are staying with me. Okay, listen, if you're in radio or television for that matter.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your time, but you're never on solid footing. Sure, you're.
No.
What, really?
Sure, there's different stories of that, but they're few and far between. You look at Terry Miners.
Yeah.
Long, successful career at one station. Coyote Calhoun, long, successful career at one station. The end.
Yeah.
Even Howard Stern, who they call the king of all media, dropped, picked up, boom. There's no consistency. So if you are
now the three of us though, Dwight, aren't that far off from those guys success wise and all that kind of stuff. But as far as longevity,
let me give the asterisk to that. QMF, the Fox, WHS, WKRD is multiple stations. I'm talking about in at one station.
Oh no, one call letters.
One call letters. WHAS, Terry Miners.
LRS and WQMF and then the Lexington station.
Yeah, but for the most part, he's been at WHAS. And
I don't want to ruin your point.
He's like, stop it, boys.
Do your story.
No, go ahead. No,
don't
finish.
You know what?
I don't want to ruin it.
You already did.
Swallow it, Tony.
Here, let me give you the high.
No, stop it. That was it.
No, I know CPR.
That was it. No, you don't.
Listen. Clearly, you're choking. Let me give you CPR.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
So, anyway, my point is...
Nobody has longevity except for the eight people we mentioned. Now, go.
Okay. Here's what you don't want to do. If you get a job in broadcasting, don't get the call letters of the television or the radio station tattooed on your body.
Stupid.
It's even if you're dating or married to somebody, that's questionable because marriages even break up, but... If you're a broadcaster, look, you're on borrowed time. That's just how it is. Well, meet Mason Schrader.
Hi, Mason.
He got his call letters of the radio stations that he worked for tattooed all over his right arm. Look at these call letters. WHAS. Well, the following Friday... he was let go. The tattoo was not even healed yet.
Oh.
And here he has this tattoo of the call letters right there.
I gave away front row tickets to Ozzy Osbourne. The guy called the station. I was going to be at Phoenix Hill Tavern with like two or three pairs of front row.
Yeah.
And it was Alice in Chains were opening up, and it was Ozzy. This is 90-something. And he says, if I get a WQMF in big block letters tattooed on my forearm, will you give me the tickets? I said, no, because I don't want you to do that. And he goes, but if I do, will you give them to me? And I was like, well, talk about it if you show up. I didn't think he'd show up. I pull in the van. We're setting up the broadcast right out front, right on Baxter Avenue. Guy walks up, brand new WQMF tattoo on his forearm.
Oh.
I gave him the tickets. I had a couple pair. I gave him one pair.
We tattooed WQMF when I was doing the morning show. We tattooed WQMF on a woman's rear end.
Yeah.
One time. Those contests are fun, but by far the funnest contest is what will you eat for these tickets?
Yeah, that's right. What will you stick
Boy, that contest didn't last long either, did
well,
it?
Well, they did the enema contest where the last person to poop.
So this happened when I was at WQMF on the mornings.
Yeah.
Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, it was going to be the very first game. It was University of Kentucky and U of L.
Yep.
Okay. So we were sitting around trying to figure out how are we going to give away these tickets to the very first game at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. And at first I said, well, we're going to feed them jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Papa. And the first one to make a number two gets to go to the game. And they said, no, we can't do that.
Who's documenting this?
Let me tell you.
Some of the ideas.
This is the genius meetings we were in.
I know.
Papa John's, jalapeno poppers? Yes!
Yeah, because you're eating poppers.
Yes.
And you're sitting on a John.
I get it.
You're sitting on a John.
Sitting on the John.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
So, for whatever reason, legal turned that down. So I said, okay. They said, well, that's just stupid. Let's not do that. I said, okay, let's go the other direction.
Oh, boy.
Let's give two listeners an enema, and whoever can hold their number to in the longest.
And the lawyer said yes to that?
And they said, okay, that we can do.
Oh, my God.
So instead of who can do a number two quickest, who can hold their enema in?
Yeah.
We were at the DuPont Professional Towers.
Yeah, don't, okay, Dave, please don't. Oh.
We were in the DuPont.
Especially after Derby weekend, everybody's feeling like that.
We were in the
DuPont. Oh, come on.
Dave. We were in the DuPont Professional Towers in the basement, okay? So we have two winners come in, and we laid one across Mel's desk.
No, come on.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
The other one laid across the promotions desk.
Yeah.
And two nurses inserted enemas, and there they go. I had to witness.
I miss these days so much.
What was the prize for this?
Tickets to the game. UVL UK game.
Yeah, the very first one at Papa John's where Louisville got destroyed.
Yeah, so anyway.
1,000 degrees.
So here, yes,
somebody
right.
actually died of the heat.
Well, here's the thing. I was supposed to leave on vacation right after the morning show and drive straight to Fort Walton. So that comes in play here in a second.
I was going to say. Thank you, my wife, for adding stuff in the story that I needed
to. That comes into play in a second. So in go the enemas, and the game starts at 8:05 a.m. All right? First one to go, and we had him standing on plastic. All right? Just in case there was an accident.
Or if a hitman needs to kill somebody.
Are they naked or diapered up? What?
No, they're in one of those hospital gowns. With you can see the back.
We get it.
So there they stood. There they stood, and we stood there for an hour. And they're both clenched. Nothing happens. 9:05. So I went back, and I said, look. Nobody's doing a number two. I've got to walk them around. And they said, well, not in our office. I said, okay, I'll walk them around the DuPont Professional Towers.
No.
So off we went. And they're walking like penguins because they're clinching.
Yeah, they're clinching.
You know, they're clinching. They're going back and forth like this. Nothing happens. 10 o'clock. We're signing off the air. The show ends at 10. I'm supposed to leave for vacation. Nothing happens until around, I don't know, it was around 12:30 or
1. Oh, no way.
12:30, 1 o'clock, someone calls and goes, hey, geniuses, when you give someone an enema, after so long, it's just going to absorb into their system and it's gone. So I said, well, then I'm out of here. I guess they did a paper, rock, scissors or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was the great enema contest of WQMF.
The great enema contest. I miss those days, actually. All right. Oscar winner Olympia Dukakis has passed away at the age of 89. She's best known for Moonstruck and Steel Magnolias. She's been remembered today in Hollywood. Here's one of her scenes in Moonstruck. I forget how funny Moonstruck is, and
that was Cher, right?
How well written, how well written it is. Yeah, here's
the Moonstruck after the Enema story. Good.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
No. Are you drunk?
No. But I have a hangover.
Where's Pop?
Upstairs. Johnny Camareri showed up last night.
What? He's in Sicily.
No more, he's not.
Well, he's with his dying mother in Sicily.
She recovered.
She was dying.
It was a miracle.
A miracle? This is modern times. They ain't supposed to be miracles no more.
Well, I guess it ain't modern times in Sicily.
Ah!
God. You You forget some of these 80s movies, how quick and funny the dialogue is. Now we just have Avenger movies, but it's just a great film. She also was in Steel Magnolias, something that Dwight has never seen.
Looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket.
Looks like two that, pigs fighting under a blanket.
Wasn't that written by Fanny Flagg?
I think she was talking about somebody's boobs.
I was going to say rear end.
Maybe it was a rear end.
Was it?
I don't know. I've been forced to watch that damn movie every year.
Okay,
it's my wife's favorite
movie. Let me keep this little theme going. There was a man arrested over the weekend at Kid Rock's bar. Not a surprise.
In Nashville.
Guess why?
Not wearing a mask.
Farting.
Nope. He decided to unhook his colostomy bag.
Oh!
And swing it around the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was covered in dew.
You got to be kidding me.
So, yes, they locked him up. That was the fifth or sixth incident that night.
He's lucky he made it out alive.
Oh, my. I thought the same thing. With everyone packing these days?
Oh, he's lucky he made it out alive.
Yep.
How was he not stomped into the floor?
No kidding, man.
No one wanted to get close to him.
Well, you already got that stuff on
you. Yeah,
you
already got poop on you.
I'm running straight at him and knocking him out, man.
Okay, do we want to do the next one? Because we're all – this will be the poop break. Are you ready?
I don't
– Do you want to do it? It's the story about the guy that got turned in for being the demon farter.
Oh, the demon farter.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Might as well.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a fart demon at your work? Apparently – there isn't one at this hospital, unnamed. So, this coworker would go into rooms that were being cleaned,
yeah,
in between people that were going in it, and he would sit down on the furniture that had just been cleaned and relax, and then he'd let it rip. Now, it's described in the story of not just a silent, polite little fart, but talking about a loud, smelly, shake the rafters fart.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. Well, one of the coworkers turned in this demon, fart demon, to the higher-ups at the hospital.
Good for you,
yes,
I say.
Yes.
So the guy got in trouble. Well, they didn't fire him. They just said, dude, quit farting.
Yeah.
So that person that turned in the demon farter is now being shunned by the entire staff as being a snitch.
Oh.
Yes. So the fart demon is the leader of the pack saying, don't talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Leader of the pack.
I side with the snitch on this one.
Yes.
I'm siding with the snitch also.
Well, at first, I'm going to go with Frank. I'm going to say, Frank, you got to go outside.
Stop with the farting.
What are you doing? What, you just go outside, say you left something in your car, do something.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, after you go outside, swat yourself on the rear end so it doesn't follow you back in, you know?
We used to have several employees at our office at Clear Channel, now iHeart, that would do that in front of anyone.
I know.
Anyone. They were just standing. Mostly, well, I remember doing a commercial with four sales girls in the room. He looked over and went, hey, everybody.
No way.
In the room. And the sales girls were like, did this just happen?
Who was it?
I can't tell you.
What does it rhyme with?
Bill Maher. Okay,
Bill
so.
Bill Maher.
Oh, so
John Tarr was in the
studio? You'll figure it out. Okay.
So
the demon farter, the fart demon, has had to silence. He's been silenced.
So wait, he would wait till something was clean, specifically go to the clean chair,
I think,
and then drop one on it?
They would wait for the people to start cleaning the room from a patient that is leaving, and then a patient's coming in, and he would go in and sit on those leather couches and just go.
And then he'd say, hey, glad we got rid of Mrs. Anderson. She was stinky. He'd blame it on the patient. Did you smell the room? Hey, did you smell the room that Miss Abernathy was in? Oh, she must have been stinky.
Miss Abernathy gets around.
She does.
Okay. All right, let's go to break.
All right. Man. After the news, at the bottom of the hour, find out how you can get some really cool.
Somebody just texted with the name of the person
I'm talking
about.
Oh, did they really?
Oh, yeah. They got it. Whoever just texted me, you are correct.
Stick around. News Radio 840 WHAS. Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheel.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
Jerry Montage is coming your way in a couple of minutes.
Right now, I look forward to emceeing this event every single year. It's a blast, and it sells out immediately. It's the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation fundraiser, and of course, Bernal's Pizza is involved. With George Temmering, let's bring in George Temmering, also Mike Krask, who runs this. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Mike, I want to talk to you real quick about what you do with the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation.
Go ahead. What we do, we provide Christmas gifts to kids at St. Jude at Target House. Target House is a long-term family housing unit. If you're there for over 3 months while your child's getting treated at St. Jude, you get assigned to Target House. The families are there for about, on average, about 3 years. They can't afford Christmas gifts, so when we went down there and asked them what they needed help with, they said Christmas. So we provide the Christmas gifts for the Christmas shop every year.
Here's what I want to say about this foundation. A lot of times when families have a child going through cancer, all of their time is right there with that child. So not only does the child have to go through cancer, which is horrible, in the treatment, but also without you all, they would be robbed without a Christmas. And I want to bring in George Temmering with Bernal's. How do you all get involved with this, George?
Well, Mike and our long-term friends, we went to St. X. We didn't go to the Doss or Trinity. We went to St. X.
Well, not everybody can get in Doss.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize. No need.
So, Mike came to me and asked in help, and we've done it for over 3 years now. It's got a little bit better every year, and we were excited. You know, normally the event was at another location, and last year the Bernal's with COVID was perfect because it's outside, and the event went well, and we're so excited to host it again this Saturday outdoors at Limestone Bay Yacht Club, Bernal's by the Bay.
All right, Mike, listen, like I said, the event sells out really quickly because it's a great event, and this year it's sold out. But you got some really cool items. Talk about the items for a minute and how people can bid on these.
We do. We have over 160 silent auction items. Movie memorabilia, sports memorabilia. Well, it's kind of bourbon heavy this year. There's also a live auction portion of it. So, but if you go to ccff.info, as soon as you go to that page, there's a link to our silent auction, and you can go look at all the items. You can also bid online right now.
It's really incredible, some of the items you see. It's autographed movie memorabilia, sports memorabilia. There's too much stuff to bid on almost, but it's great. And I want to say thank you to Bernal's and thank you to the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation, because we're talking about children going through cancer and cancer treatment that would be robbed of a Christmas.
Breaks your heart.
If it were not for men like you. So, guys, I'll see you both Saturday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And hit that website one more time where people can go bid, Mike.
CCFF.info.
God bless you, guys. I'll see you Saturday night for this event,
thank
okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
That's easy enough for us, you and I. CCFF.info. Info.
There you go.
Maybe like not it. That easy.
All right, short break. We'll come back and we'll play the montage from this Saturday's Kentucky Derby, Dave.
Yes, sir. Cook and Reeves, you've heard me talk about them. They provide the luxury vans way cheaper than airfare for your vacation. They also have wheelchair and stretcher transportation. And yes, they do have used cars to sell, all the way down to $3,000, all the way up to $50,000. And it's very easy to qualify, even if you have had a hard time in the past. They work with multiple lenders. You can go to their website, too, to see if you pre-qualify. Go to CookandReevesVans.com, click on Get Pre-Qualified. They're on Dixie Highway by the water, so you can call them at 447-8255, 447-8255.
WHAS.
All right, Kentucky Derby was one of the finest I've ever broadcast from, and I've been doing them for 30 years. It was a great day.
We had a great time out there. It was awesome.
I missed you.
We did a really great job.
I missed you there. So this next thing we do is the best of the montage from the Kentucky Derby. Jim Fenn puts it together from 790 WKRD, and he does a fantastic job every single year. So here it is. Here's a wrap-up of Kentucky Derby 147 right here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
A look back at Kentucky Derby 147 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
And welcome to our official Kentucky Derby 147 coverage. Scott Fitzgerald with you. And what a beautiful day it is out at Churchill Downs on a day when, while the storylines always take precedence over the finish is important, but so many memories will be made today, and I think everybody's ready for some memories to be made today after not having the Derby this time last year here in Louisville, Kentucky, and just a beautiful, beautiful day. Race one coming up, and we'll head out to Churchill Downs. Now, all the gangs together here, Jody Demling, Will Clark, I believe Gus Allen is out there as well for the first race. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Well, yeah, we've got a first race, and we've got a horse in the first race that's named after Will Clark there, Scott.
Oh, who is that?
Yes.
Huge Bigley is what his name is.
Yeah, that's on message. Yeah.
Number one, Huge Bigley.
Oh, I'm going to call Willie that from now on. Back to the news with Huge Bigley.
Perfect. Starting off the day great.
We just Beautiful. Started the day off with a bang. Can't get any better.
Steve Kornacki is a guy who kind of rose to fame in the 2020 presidential election cycle. He does some of the chart work for NBC on the various NBC stations. Of course, NBC handles the Kentucky Derby. So he's here, but NBC has him here because he's going to do his handicapping on the air for them later today in the show. And our Will Clark spoke with Steve Kornacki a little earlier.
And we're here with NBC's Steve Kornacki. You may remember him from the election coverage. He has now kind of pivoted into a little bit of sports touchscreen prognostication, if you will. He appears on Sunday Night Football, and he's here at Churchill Downs today. First, welcome to Churchill Downs.
Hey, thank you. It's my first time here, and I couldn't have asked for better weather, better day. This is great.
And how much did you have to really do the homework to pivot from following presidential candidates and figuring out House races, Senate races, to trying to pick a winner in the 12th to Churchill?
Yeah, I got to say, I've been doing the political horse race for my whole career. Now I get to do a real horse race. But I've always been a fan of the sport. I can't say I'm a good handicapper. I've been trying to pick the big sort of long shot winner in the Derby my whole life. So far, I've not once done it, but maybe this will be the year.
All right, Jody Demling, do we have official race results in from race five yet? And first off, I'm on my 50-cent pick five, I had 7-3-5-8-11. I hope that works out. Tony Cruz was supposed to bet that for me earlier today.
In the pick 50-cent pick five?
Yeah.
$99,627. So if Tony Cruz didn't make that bet for you, he owes you the money, right?
He owes me
$100,000. He's not even listening right now. He's not even paying attention right now. Tony Cruz is not paying attention. Tony Cruz is not paying attention, but Tony Vannetti is.
Hey, sure. Kids, how are we doing?
Well, Tony, so Terry called Tony Cruz or sent him a text to make a bet
yes,
for him.
And he didn't.
And he didn't, and it no. was the pick five, 7-3-5-8-11, and it paid $99,627. So, Tony, don't you think Tony Cruz owes Terry Miners that money?
Well, see, first of all, Tony Cruz, see, what I do is I have him in my phone under Peepaw. So Peepaw doesn't know how to use a computer. So he's, how do I turn this newfangled thing on?
So he doesn't know how to use the Twin Spires app.
No. What you're saying is there's no bet. When we said make the bet on the Twin Spires, he started crawling up the top of the stands. Where do you make the bet? No, it's a website, Peepaw. Get down.
The best part of this is he is like standing.
He's got no headset on.
He is standing right next to Vannetti.
Vannetti has no idea. He just goes, "What? What did you say?" Peepaw tucked his shirt in.
By noon on Kentucky Derby Day, Churchill Downs is usually packed with fans, but not this year. Attendance is limited to less than half of normal capacity. Despite the restrictions, the fans are just happy to be back at the track.
Absolutely. It feels fantastic. It's really the first big event that I've been to since this has all happened.
Masks are required at the track, but there's not much enforcement. Every other box of seats in the grandstand and clubhouse is blocked off for social distancing. At Churchill Downs, I'm Paul Miles.
What's going on here, guys?
Well, what a past year we've had, Tony. You know, think about it. We couldn't even do this time last year. A year ago, nearly everything is off limits and closed up. And worse yet, we couldn't even hold Derby. Our biggest struggle was finding a store with a super stock
Ding.
Of toilet paper. And it didn't even matter what brand, as people were, you know, just foregoing the essential quality
Ding.
Just to be able to find a roll for their own hidden stash Ding. Of a bathroom necessity. I mean, even mighty Amazon and their founder, what's his name? Oh, Bezos.
Ding.
Couldn't keep the tissue in stock. I tell you what else was a nightmare. You got to remember, this time last year, we couldn't go to any kind of dining establishment just to get a simple soup and sandwich
Ding.
And a nice bourbonic
Ding.
To go with it. I mean, that meant everyone just had to camp out of their homes and enjoy a midnight bourbon or
Ding.
Two or four. Now, some say this whole thing was a known agenda
Ding.
By some people or groups to perhaps bring a determined change or a conspiracy theory of sorts. I don't really buy that. No, I just think COVID is one of those dynamic one-off
Ding.
Events that just seems to rock your world
Ding.
In a certain space and time. But thanks to the dedication of so many people, our healthcare heroes, researchers, and the like, who showed their Brooklyn strong Medina spirit,
Ding, ding.
We have managed to get a vaccine and start to defeat the virus that shut down the world. I'm certain there's a sainthood
Ding.
For so many of those dedicated workers and everyday people who got us through and continue to help manage the pandemic. Thank you so very much for your dedication. I think it's fair to say we're all higher than a balloon full of helium
Ding.
Floating above Churchill Downs that we can hold the Kentucky Derby with fans in its rightful place on this first Saturday in May.
Hmm.
You know, the best part about today's Derby, Tony,
what?
Is we have fans. A good chunk of them. And my goodness, are they highly motivated
Ding.
And revved up like a hot rod Charlie
Ding.
To get into the stands and in the infield. And speaking of the infield, especially out there, they're going to let their King Fury
Ding.
Loose. And more than likely, well, quite truthfully, we know it's going to happen. Some are simply going to act like mandaloons.
Ding.
But that's fine. We're all excited to get out and enjoy being around one another once more. So as everyone enjoys Kentucky Derby 147 today, I hope you enjoy the festivities, the splendor, the pageantry, the weather provided by our heavenly friend, John Asher from above. Sunny and 75, sir, right on the money. And I certainly hope that your bets are all winners. Just remember, when you hit that Derby superfecta and you get ready to live like the king,
Ding.
Please, I implore you to keep me in mind
Ding.
For a little extra stimulus payment. Happy Derby 147.
And we're here with Governor Andy Beshear on this Kentucky Derby Day. Happy Derby to you, Governor.
How you doing? Happy Derby.
Just your thoughts seeing the crowds back here at Churchill Downs.
Well, it's wonderful. It gives us so much hope moving forward, and it's based on the hard work of Kentuckians who spent this last year living for each other and making the sacrifices that got us here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management and staff and horsemen of Churchill Downs proudly present the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby, presented by Woodford Reserve. Please rise as the University of Louisville Marching Band plays My Old Kentucky Home.
Beginning here, and it will be Medina's Spirit who comes out the best to take the early lead. Soup and Sandwich on the outside, away running in second. Helium is close up to the pace in between those two, and these three will lead them early. And then it's Hot Rod Charlie behind them, Mandaloon on the inside. Essential Quality is outside of horses and four lengths from the front early. And then it's Super Stock, followed by Highly Motivated as they make their way to the top of the stretch. Elephant, Dina Spirit, and Mangaloner Stride for Stride. Hot Rod Charlie and Essential Quality closing on the outside. The four of them come into the final furlong. Mangaloon fighting for the front. Dina Spirit battles on. Hot Rod Charlie on the outside. Essential Quality on the far outside. The four of them coming to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire. Bob Baffert does it again. Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.